The Olympic torch made its way through Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam today without incident. The torch now goes on to Hong Kong. A separate Olympic flame is to be carried up Mount Everest. A group of journalists is at the foot of the world's highest mountain to cover the event, but Chinese authorities have not shared any information with them. It's not made for a very satisfying assignment for the BBC's Jonah Fisher. He's not getting the story. It's cold and windy, and Jonah's 16,400 feet above sea level.
At this sort of altitude, it can be pretty hard to breathe. Many of us here in the journalist group who've come up here have experienced medical problems. One, in fact, has had to be sent back down the mountain. It's not really an altitude you should just race up to, but unfortunately, our Chinese organizers who planned this trip stipulated that we'd have to come from pretty much sea level in Beijing up here to base camp in just 4 days. So not the sort of thing which any doctor would advise, but we're trying to make the best of it.
Right. So you got approval with this officially approved press group to cover the Olympic torch going up Everest just 4 days ago. I mean, even the most experienced climbers need time to acclimate to the altitude.
Well, that's right. We just left last Friday from Beijing. They cut the length of our trip, we think, following the unrest in the capital of Tibet, Lhasa, last month. And so they severely truncated our trip, and that meant much less time for us to acclimatise to the high altitude. I mean, you can hear now in my voice, I'm struggling to breathe in many ways, because the minute we do any sort of physical exertion here, we get out of breath very quickly. So it's quite a frustrating situation for us here. We've come all the way here to the foot of Mount Everest. We've made ourselves, in some cases, quite sick, and yet the Chinese are not giving us any information about the fate of the Olympic torch as it tries to make its way up Mount Everest.
They haven't said anything? I mean, what are you being told about where the torch is at the moment?
We have one solitary fact from the Chinese, that the flame, the torch, is here in this region. We do not know if it has set off from base camp. We do not know if they're aiming for a particular day. Their only interest, really, for us being here is to be part of the victory celebrations and sending that message around the world that this torch is about Chinese achievement and not about the protests which have dogged it as it's made its way around the world.
We should remind our listeners that this is not the torch involved in the international relay. This is a kind of a secondary torch that will rejoin with the main torch after it summits Everest. And I got to say, it seems like a really odd way to garner some publicity for this. How many other journalists are there up there with you?
There were originally 11 international journalists, now 10 because of the man who got sick and had to go down. And there are probably about 50 Chinese journalists here on this trip. I think there was a lot of pressure on the Chinese authorities from the International Olympic Committee to take some international journalists on this trip. I think there were lots of arguments within the Chinese bodies which oversee this as to whether it would happen or not, but it got pushed through in the end. It seems to have been pushed through, however, on the proviso that we see very little and are told very little.
Jonah, have you even been up to the base camp to talk to the Chinese-led team that is assembled there?
No, we're not allowed to go to base camp. It's only about 5 kilometres up the road from where we are, but the road is blocked by Chinese policemen, so we cannot go up to that base camp to, for example, to have a look and see if the flame has left base camp on its way up the mountain. So there's very little we can see or do, and a lot of the journalists are becoming extremely frustrated.
The BBC's Jonah Fisher near the base camp on the North Tibetan side of Mount Everest, where a second Olympic torch is expected to summit at some point the mountain. Thank you very much, Jonah Fisher.
Thank you.